From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For the past couple of weeks, Dr. Cairns has been expounding chapter 12 of Paul's Epistle to the Romans as he continues these studies in this most comprehensive presentation of the gospel in the New Testament. The theme of the chapter is the Christian's response to the gospel. Paul began by exhorting believers to present their bodies a living sacrifice to God, which is their reasonable service. In the preceding messages, Dr. Cairns emphasized the need for God's people to give their lives to the Lord in self-sacrifice, service, and separation from the world. In this, the final message on chapter 12, Dr. Cairns urges believers to serve the Lord with a savor of Christ. In other words, as they serve the Savior, Christians need to do so remembering what the Lord has done for them and seek to show that love to others by the way they live. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Psalm 112 and verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Christian, you ought not to dread the arrival of evil tidings, because if you are distressed by them, what do you more than other men? Other men have not your God to fly to. They have never proved His faithfulness as you have done, and it is no wonder if they are bowed down with alarm and cowed with fear. But you profess to be of another spirit. You have been begotten again unto a lively hope, and your heart lives in heaven and not on earthly things. Now, if you are seen to be distracted as other men, what is the value of that grace which you profess to have received? Where is the dignity of that new nature which you claim to possess? Again, if you should be filled with alarm, as others are, you would doubtless be led into the same sins common to others under trying circumstances. The ungodly, when they are overtaken by evil tidings, rebel against God. They murmur and think that God deals hardly with them. Will you fall into that same sin? Will you provoke the Lord as they do? Moreover, unconverted men often run to wrong means in order to escape from difficulties, and you will be sure to do the same if your mind yields to the present pressure. Trust in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Your wisest course is to do as Moses did at the Red Sea. Stand still and see the salvation of God. For if you give way to fear when you hear of evil tidings, you will be unable to meet the trouble with that calm composure which nerves for duty and sustains under adversity. How can you glorify God if you play the coward? Saints have often sung God's high praises in the fires, but will your doubting and desponding, as if you had none to help you, magnify the Most High? Then take courage, and relying in sure confidence upon the faithfulness of your covenant God, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
I'm
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Returning to the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, we commence reading once again at verse 1. We have made glorious progress thus far. We have done verse 1 1 week and verse 2 the next week. And when I say I'm going to finish the chapter tonight, some people say I'm either mad or else you're going to be very sore sitting. But we are going to make progress, hopefully, tonight. These opening verses are fundamental to all that follows, and therefore it's good that we spend the extra time on them. But let's read from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this by now familiar reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. The message of Romans chapters 12 to the end of the epistle may be very simply summarized, and it is that a yielded life is the only proper response by a Christian to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The chapter commences, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. The therefore is a word that connects this appeal with all the great theological exposition that Paul has been giving from the first chapter onwards of God's answer to the need of the souls of men, especially in his exposition of a free justification by the merits of Christ, as he says, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that is, by virtue of his redemptive life and especially his redemptive bloodshedding at Calvary, giving us the imputation of the very righteousness of Christ. Now, I'm not going to go over all or even much of what we have said in months that have passed, but let me remind you that in this book of Romans, the expression, the righteousness of God, is key to the whole epistle. And it is a little expression that is not very well understood, even by sincere Bible preachers. I have heard preachers preach about the righteousness of God, and they speak in terms of God taking in some unspeakable way his own personal characteristic, his attribute, whereby he is inherently and eternally righteous, and giving that over in some degree to us. And of course, when you stop to think of it, not only is that not what Paul means, but it raises a total and absolute inherent self-contradiction. The righteousness of God, that is his attribute of righteousness, as with all his attributes, is infinite. You cannot have a portion of infinity. Infinity, by definition, is indivisible. You can neither subtract from it nor add to it. You cannot divide it or multiply it. It is what it is. And the infinite righteousness of God is not apportioned or parceled out piecemeal to believers. The righteousness of God in Romans is the righteousness which God has provided wherewith to cover our guilty nakedness, and it is the righteousness which Jesus Christ wrought out as a man by his life of obedience on the earth, thereby fulfilling the precept of the law of God, by his death on the cross, thereby meeting the penalty of the law of God, and with the law entirely satisfied and pronouncing well done over everything that Christ hath wrought, he now gives us the free gift of his righteousness. And he gives it to us without money. He gives it to us without work. He gives it to us without effort. He gives it to us without any contribution of any kind or in any degree. At any time, prior to, at, or after our conversion, from our part, it is the free gift of God. And that's how salvation, according to this great epistle, is more than forgiveness. Oh, it is forgiveness. But it's more than forgiveness. It is forgiveness plus the imputation of the righteousness of Christ, whereby, in union with him, we stand accepted in him. God looking upon us as possessors of the very same perfection as the man Christ Jesus. Now, Paul is saying here, think of all that. And I have only scratched the surface by way of recap of what we have covered in the first 11 chapters of Romans. But he says, think of that. Get it in your head. Let me stop for a minute. Put it in a way that I hope will get through to modern day fundamentalists. Do not have light or low views of the gospel. Understand that the gospel is all about how to relate naturally guilty, depraved sinners rightly to an inherently holy and righteous God, without God compromising his holy character or his justice. That's what salvation's all about. That's the great question that the wisdom of God answers in the gospel. How can that be? As Paul puts it in Romans 3, how can God be just and yet the justifier of ungodly sinners? How can God justify the ungodly without becoming unjust or untruthful in himself? That's the question. And that's the beauty of the gospel. It doesn't paper over the question. It answers the question absolutely and fully. And by the time God has finished answering it, He levels the pride of man in the dust, showing him that he has nothing whereof to be arrogant, he has nothing in which to boast, and it exalts the grace of God, because we see that it is all of grace and it's all of Christ that any one of us can ever be saved. Do not have low views or loose views of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was listening to a radio program. It may have been yesterday, may have been the day before. It made an impact on me, as you'll see, because I'm about to quote from it, but it didn't make such a positive impact that I took a note of when it happened. Do you remember who the preacher was? Well, not his name, but where he's from. And he's a Bible believer. No doubt about that. And I believe a saved man with a sincere heart. But yet, as I listened, there was such a misunderstanding of the merit wherewith we stand before God. The message was all about you parents not shutting your children out of your life, letting them in, forming good relationships with them. And the whole climax of the message was, don't wait until you're dead or nearly dead to form this family bond and tell your children you love them and tell them to walk with Jesus. Now, I have nothing at all to criticize about that advice. I just wonder that any parent would be thick enough, stupid enough. I'm trying to learn to express myself clearly, you know. I'm just wondering how any Christian parent could be dumb enough to need the advice. If you shut your children out of your life, you're worse than playing the fool. You're worse than that. So, anyway, we'll not get into that. It's not my subject tonight. But the preacher went on. Evidently his father wasn't very good at this, but his grandfather was excellent at it. And he said, "When picture that day when we stand before God. And I can't do the hooting and hollering that some Southerners are very good at doing in the pulpit. I can't do that, being a Northern Irishman. Other things I can do, mind you, that they can do, but we'll not get into those. They're not for the pulpit either. But he had some hooting and hollering going on up there, and he was picturing that scene at the judgment bar of God. When his grandfather would stand before God, and the grandchildren would be hooting at God and saying, "Hey, God!" Look at what my grandfather did. See the great job that he did. He hit a home run, Lord. When I hear that sort of absolute rubbish from a good man, I know there are shallow, lax, loose views of the gospel.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.